This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Last night, Bethel City Council passed stricter alcohol laws. After some changes, the regulations received a unanimous vote. The council added a requirement for liquor stores to employ nighttime security guards, and it decided no customer could buy more than 3 bottles per day. Some members were willing to drop that limit to 2. Council member Fritz Charles proposed the 3-bottle limit as a compromise. He said he understood people's concerns.
People that I love, whether it be my brothers, sisters, cousins, or uncles, they're going to die from alcohol. It's part of life.
Councilmember Perry Barr didn't want to compromise. He said anyone who wanted to buy more than 2 bottles in a day could have criminal intent.
You know that they're taking those 3 bottles per day and going back to the villages and causing chaos and mayhem. So if you want 3 bottles per day, you know, you might as well say, I don't care about humanity.
The ordinance also aims to curb public consumption of alcohol. Previous laws required police officers to catch people in the act of drinking to make charges. Now it is illegal to have an open container in public spaces. The city council also banned any form of identification other than a state ID at a liquor store. That's because only state IDs show if a person is on restricted status. Anyone without a state ID is allowed to sign a written statement promising they are not on restricted status. The alcohol laws passed last night also update business hours for liquor stores and simplify fines for alcohol-related offenses. And Bethel's laws regarding alcohol could get even stricter. The council last night introduced a measure to put a local option question on the municipal ballot to restrict alcohol sales to restaurants only. Councilmember Leif Albertson wanted to address some rumblings he'd heard.
A lot of people have been, well, why do we have to vote on this again? Well, first I would say I think it's reasonable to reevaluate our position on alcohol regularly, but also I'd say we actually haven't voted on this option in at least a long time.
Last year, Bethel voted against banning alcohol sales completely, including in restaurants. Council also introduced a local option measure for marijuana. Voters would decide whether to prohibit any marijuana establishment in Bethel. Acting City Manager Bill Howell recommended that the council protest at least 1 marijuana establishment. Alaska-grown cannabis wants to move into a building on Tundra Way, but Howell says that building is unsafe. This is the 2nd marijuana store that has applied for a license with the state's Marijuana Control Board, but the city knows of at least 3 more that are in the process of applying. And speaking of lighting up, walks at night on the boardwalk could get brighter. Council introduced a project to install lights on the boardwalk near Pinky's Park. This is a partnership with ONC, which would pitch in tribal transportation funds for the lighting project. And to wrap up last night's council meeting, City Clerk Lori Strickler announced election season has arrived. City Council candidacy packets will be available July 31st, and filing will open on August 5th. Vice Mayor Thor Williams said for those with complaints against council members, quote, put your money where your mouth is. And moving along the river, the village of Napakiak has moved 2 more buildings from the Kuskokwim River as it encroaches as the bank's erosion accelerates. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has the latest.
Moving buildings away from the river is becoming a routine for Napakiak.
You know, we're so used to it, we absolutely had no problems.
City Council Member Walter Nelson says Napakiak has moved its city garage and its firehouse, both of which sat about 200 feet away from the Kuskokwim River. The U.S. Department of Agriculture helped pay for it. Nelson estimates the village has lost about 20 feet of bank since May of this year. The Kuskokwim River is closing in on the road that snakes out in front of Napakiak School and a tank farm.
That erosion is right there on the road. I mean, it's already on the road.
The Lower Kuskokwim School District needs to move the school and the big fuel tanks that sit right next to it. But finding money to build a new school has been a challenge. Spring storms also wiped out Napakiak's boat harbor in May. The village has applied for permits from the Army Corps of Engineers to relocate the boat harbor. Nelson says they're ready to use the new boat landing, but in the meantime, Napakiak has a makeshift area for boats to use, or they park in nearby Johnson Slough. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for the news in Yuktun coming up.